be still. Let's chop it over with.
Call the City of Dyer Mayor and Board of Auto Parts meeting February 26, 2018 to order. We have a quorum present. First order of business to approve the minutes of February 12, 2018.
So moved.
Second. Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion? Now, call the roll. Start Mr. Robin Garay.
Sustain.
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Sustain.
Motion carried. Visitor section. If there's any visitors that would like to speak tonight, we'll be glad for you to step up to them. And oh, there's not any. I'm sorry, I saw a lady in here a while ago, Brad. I didn't know she left. I thought maybe she wanted to talk to us. But a visitor lady.
Oh, sorry.
Mayor's report. I talked to you guys in the committee that we had before. Number one, about the tornado safe room. And about the rules that we're going to go by. Street department. Tom, during your committee, I'd like for you to make that motion to allow me to fix South Main ditch on our property, sir. Department reports fire.
I got some things as always.
Can you put him down for last from now on?
The Explorer program is something we've talked about for a while. We met with Boy Scouts of America to get this program up and running. We met with Miss Laura Holtz, is her name. She's full-time with Boy Scouts of America. There's a couple of brochures about it. So basically what this program is for, they have to have completed, they have to be 14 years of age and completed the 8th grade. Once they do that, we'll take them on. So they have to pay their own way. It's about $30 a year for their membership. That covers the liability insurance, which is a big thing. They get to meet twice a month with us, separate from our meetings. We'll be doing this on a voluntary basis. It's going to cost the city a whole whopping $40. Now, what can they do? Basically, they go through a training program similar to what we do, except they don't do any actual live firefighting. Now, this works in several different ways. It will benefit us and them. One thing gives kids something to do. We'll take on up to 20 people, 20 youth. Trying to think of everything we can hit on. Take up to 20 of them. They'll go through a training program. Basically, they'll be using our old turnout gear because we're not going to be going into a burning building. We'll be training them on vehicle extrication, the EMS side of the house, first aid, CPR, AED, all that good stuff. And it kind of gives them the opportunity, so when they do turn 18, if they want to pursue this as a career, a full-time career, it gives them the knowledge, training, skills to go that route. Through college or whatever way they want to go. If they live here in Dyer and they want to join up with us, that's great. If they live in Rutherford, they can join up in Rutherford. If they live in the county, it's going to benefit not just Dyer, but other departments in the county. So what happens from here? If y'all approve this tonight, we pay them $40. We've already got at least five committed from our department that's going to volunteer their time to be with them. Each person, adult volunteer, and any of y'all are more than welcome to volunteer with this program as well. There's a two-hour online class you have to take on a yearly basis. That's through Boy Scouts of America. It's basically the goes over child sex abuse, things of that nature. Their rules, regulations. All of us have completed that training already. So everything on our side of the house is done and completed. We just basically need your blessing to go through with this program. From that point, what's going to happen? She does all the recruiting. We don't do that. She will go to the high school. She's already met with the high school once. But once it's approved, she'll She'll go to the high school. All the students get a survey to fill out. They take that information from the survey, run it through a database, and it may pick 40, 50, 60 people. From that, we have an open house at the fire department. Them and their parents get to come down. We go over the program going depth, show them what's going to happen. That we'll meet twice a week. Basically, the first 20 that sign up and pay their dues is on. The rest of them's put on a waiting list. If somebody decides 2 or 3 months in it, I don't like this, I don't want to do it, they slide out. Now, I know a few questions are probably going to be asked. Will they be responding to calls? No, they will not. They'll be doing community projects. Part of their thing through Boy Scouts, if you're familiar with that program, they have to earn their way, earn badges, things like that. One of the big projects that they could help us out is painting fire hydrants. That's a project they can do. Helping with community events, dire station, doing things like that. So it's going to be a plus for them to get the community service hours that they need if they're planning on going to college and getting grants, scholarships. Well, they have to have community service hours. So that's one positive. Again, it gives them a skill to learn for the future. When they do get out of high school, if they want to become a volunteer for wherever they live, or if they want to go full-time, they can pursue that career, and we'll help them along the way. Any questions so far?
You teach them CPR and all that stuff? And
yes.
Any of that might help another citizen or anything?
Right.
Okay. Sounds good.
Well, that's what the board asked for, and I told Brian to go ahead and pursue it because I didn't see any reason why this board would not allow that after asking him to check into things like this and get younger people started within our fire department. So
I do commend you because just like the mayor said, it was mentioned earlier this year or last year, and you picked it up and you ran with it. And I do think that's a wonderful idea.
We've got several of the guys that are very interested in getting this, seeing this program get up and running that are wanting to help. So
about the girls?
It's for boys and girls. It's not just for boys.
That's what I wanted to know.
Well, Boy Scouts is for girls now, too. Mm-hmm. Regular Boy Scouts.
Yeah, that's what we were asking. I said, what about all the ladies here?
All I ask is just make sure we have enough, you know, guidance there.
Right, and we will.
If we're going to let them help paint these fire plugs, and we need to make sure it's clean off around it before they get in there and start painting.
Right.
That means the city got to start weed eating around them fire plugs.
Amen.
And clean up around the fire plugs. We're going to let these kids out here paint these plugs. But we don't want nobody to go out there and get snake bit.
That we got snakes in there.
All right. Here
in his backyard.
Safety means a lot.
All right.
Yes,
is there a motion to allow this?
Sure.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion? Now, call the roll, start with Craig to the left.
Aye.
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 Motion carried.
Next thing on the list, just want to thank all of the Middleton here in front of everybody and the inmates. We have been needing for many, many years a hose drying rack. And they repurposed a piece of equipment that Will and them had at the shop. This weekend, Mr. Tom donated some material
you
to finish
have to
that.
Say that. I don't.
Well, I'm just throwing it out there. We looked at buying one of these. They were anywhere from $2,000 to $3,000. Basically, all I did was one of the trustees said, if you'll give me a picture of what you're wanting. We picked out the one that we wanted for $2,800, showed him the picture of it, and it looks identical to it. We've got
for what they had, they did a good job.
Under 50 bucks in it, so thank you for that. Got three applications I'm going to pass around.
So it cost us less than $4,600 a year to have inmates, and they just saved us somewhere around $3,000 on one item.
Right.
That's pretty good.
It might not look as neat as a bought one, but for the tools they had to cut the holes in the steel and that, pretty darn good.
After you used it for a couple of months, it looked that way anyway.
Right. We've got three. Javon think I pronounced that right, Sal, Tim McGarity, and Kerry Beals. That's the three that we've met with, interviewed.
And recommended.
And recommended. Y'all may know Tim is a full-time police officer at Rutherford. Mm-hmm. Tim has all his fire certifications. He's also on the county fire department as well. The other two are going to be going through training starting in April. So. That's about all I can do. And that will put us at 28 folks.
That's too many.
That's all we're left. I still have two more applicants. So.
That's too many.
So you like these three?
Yes, you got them. I've had two since we interviewed and picked these three, I've had two more turn in. I just told them right now we don't have any open.
But your interview, you was pleased with?
Yes. And checked all their backgrounds, everything. No felonies, no nothing like that on them. So.
That's good.
How about the smoke detector thing?
I'm going to get to that because I got very good news on that.
You don't sit down and be our attorney tonight, there.
No.
Officer Shankless.
I'm not doing that.
Chief Shankless.
I meant to tell you, he's not going to be here tonight. I forgot to. I'm busy tonight.
How you doing?
Scared.
How you feel about everything going on?
Pray for it, Dad. I'll be there.
How do you think everything went on in that there?
You do a good job. You do like you do every night. You sit there.
That's, if the chief said he is pleasing in his eyes, that's enough. That's what he said.
Then you hold up the line.
They've all been forewarned about training.
What do you think about it?
The mandated training.
Them folks.
I know they have.
Bills, I don't know anybody about them.
I don't know.
And he's
blonde headed. He's one of
the same way you did. You go in and drop
the book. They the same way you did.
Even though Bailey's on the choice of reporting the front page.
How you know?
Because I met him.
He's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
Watch how smooth
the other one's got. Oh, I know. They've already told me. Mine'll be like that next
one. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
No, sir.
Is he Dale Sal's son?
Yeah.
Is one of his sons?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's good.
I know who he is. He drives a white truck.
He's
the one that always hugs him.
Yeah.
He's very sweet. He drives a nice white truck.
That's all right. His chief got it.
Oh, I know he's got it, but I was just wondering who he was.
Right.
I just wondering who
so
he was.
So I'm going to ask you guys a question. You've all looked at all the applications there. Do you want to vote on them one at a time or all together?
All together.
10-4. Is there a motion?
So I make a motion that we hire all three of them.
And I second it.
Second.
And there's a discussion? Now we'll call the roll. Start Rango left.
Aye.
Motion carried. Thank you.
All right, real quick. Oh. We do not have a price. Our roof has been leaking for a while. Talked to Mr. Silas,
right?
Meadowview Builders was hoping to have an estimate today, but I do not. He says the ridge cap has got to be replaced in order to fix it, so we know that's coming. Grant, the public education grant is out. Coach Todd is writing it. It's 100% funded, no match. We're going to be putting in right now somewhere in the ballpark of $70,000. That's counting the message board, message signs, depending on how much they cost. We're just guesstimating at that. That's for that, 500 smoke alarms, fire pup costumes, and fire prevention products. And on the smoke alarm product line item there, this was notified this morning by the state. I'll give you all a heads up. We're doing a statewide press release. We had a structural fire here in town last week. Get alarm program. We installed what they call a hearing impaired smoke alarm in 2015 in Dyer through that program. Lady was cooking the other night on West South Street. She's deaf, can't smell, and her alarm went off. Didn't know her kitchen was on fire, and it saved her.
Oh my gosh.
They're doing a statewide press release. That's the first documented save for a hearing impaired alarm. So, right here in Dyer, Tennessee.
In the state.
First one in the whole state. So, there's been about 300 saves across the state with this system, with alarms, but this is the first hearing impaired. Last but not least, the last set of turnout gear for this budget year $1,890.
Can you tell me who that's for?
That's from Pat Sawyer.
I'm passing.
He's the last one that needs turnout.
18 what?
1890. That's 18. A safe
measure. You need a motion?
No, sir.
Okay.
Is that the guy who was here all night?
Yes, Mr. Tom, we need a motion.
Okay.
Have you asked if we had the money?
No.
Okay. If there's not a motion, we'll move on. No, I'm kidding.
I make a motion to spend up to $1,900 for turnout gear.
Second. Motion made second. Is there any discussion?
Tom, you like the pallet, then?
No.
You heard his baby.
No, you didn't hurt my feet. They've been hurt a long time ago.
If not any discussion, we'll call the roll and start with Michael and go left. Motion carried.
Thank you. All I ask you now.
Thank you.
He's
been up
there now.
So have. Oh, yes. I'll tell you just a minute, 1 minute. I kind of misquoted a little bit. I talked last board meeting about it takes about a year average to train somebody. That's to get everything, but to actually get a firefighter certified through the state, it's an 8-week. The way we do it is an 8-week class. So it's 2 nights a week for 8 weeks straight. So I just wanted to clarify because I think there was some confusion last board meeting. I said a year. That's county pump school, getting them driver certified. That's everything. But to get them firefighter certified is 8 weeks.
So if you bring a firefighter on within 8 weeks, they can be fighting a fire? Okay.
And they'll start, we'll start their class in April.
Oh, that's all right. Police?
Only thing I have is the next board meeting, I'll have the final prices on the active shooter kits that we put in the budget for. Been holding off, trying to get better prices. Hopefully they would have some grants out there, but there's not going to be any. The Department of Justice took our vehicle grant, so we're not getting that either, so.
What was that for?
The active shooter kit, the ballistic level four.
Vest? Mm-hmm. Okay.
JCP vest, but we've already spent that money this year, haven't we? Okay.
You know, I've thought about this for a few days over the past week while I was gone. And, you look at the TV and you see what's going on all around the world.
Yeah.
And it's a sad situation. And I talked with Brad just a little bit this afternoon. Overall, we probably got some of the best guys as police officers that we could ask for. And, they get blasted sometimes and don't deserve it. And they get praised by a lot of people because they know what they're doing. And, you know, I think about the calls that they receive, the stops that they make. We don't get a dime of revenue for that city school up there. But those guys take pride in taking care of our kids.
Yeah.
And making sure that they're safe. And that means a lot to me and every other person on this board that has family, friends, kids, grandkids that go to those schools. And I don't feel like they get the recognition that they actually deserve. Because a lot of times we get caught up in the monks of hearing things about what they do wrong instead of what they do right. And the recognition those guys get is very little, but it's very well deserved. And I appreciate everything you guys do. It means a lot to me and my family that I know that I can pick up the phone at any point in time. And I know that any one of you guys would show up at my house or anybody else's house in this city and take care of each and every one of us. Doesn't matter race, doesn't matter who you are, how much money you have or how much money you don't have. And that's one of the great things about having a small community like ours and having a police force like ours. And if everybody knew what you guys did, it'd be bad. And I appreciate what you do. I know you don't come in here and you don't give a big long report of what you do. And I understand the reasoning behind it. But I just want you to know, and I want it publicly known, that myself and this city board and probably just about every citizen in this town does care for what y'all do, and I appreciate that. So, street.
Number four.
Finance personnel.
The January financial report is at your seat. Property tax revenue is about in line with where it was at the end of January last year. You will also noticed that our local option sales tax is a good bit ahead of where it was at this time last year, and it is trending higher than the amount that we budgeted. And this does not include about a 20% bonus on property tax that we received this week. We received about 20% more for the month of January. It's not on this report yet. Excuse me, for the month of... Property tax comes a month late, so I get my January sales tax in February. And the other day, when we got the check yesterday, I asked Ashley, I said, is that right? And she said, of course it's right. I didn't mean that you'd done anything wrong. I just couldn't believe it. But the number was right. And so I called over to the trustee's office. And so I don't know. We're trending ahead anyway. And then this last month, it was a pretty good chunk. And so that's good news for us. The other thing, and I didn't make this note, but if you get home and are sitting in front of a computer or sometime in the next week, if you would like to, I'd like to talk to you about what is called the DOS proposal. It is a bill before the Tennessee General Assembly that will reallocate some state funds back to local governments because, as you know, over the last 10 years, they've whittled away and whittled away and whittled away at the portion of state revenues the cities get. This is an effort by Representative Doss and about 40 others to try to replace some of that revenue. I'm always gloom and doom, and I'm sorry about that, but this is one of those things that I could be excited about because it's a way to get us just a little more scratch, as they say. On the doom and gloom part of this, we received a communication from the Comptroller of the Treasury's office on behalf of the Water and Wastewater Finance Board. As we were aware at budgeting season, we showed when the reason that we adjusted our water rates is because we saw that we were going to have what they call a negative change in net position. And we had a negative change in net position for 2 years in a row, which means we are now once again under the authority of the Water and Wastewater Finance Board. I believe after we finish the ream of paper that they're going to require as reports that we send back to them, they'll be satisfied that we're taking the steps necessary to address that condition. Technically, we are financially distressed. I don't know how you can be financially distressed with $600,000 in the bank, but we are. And so,
I wish I had that kind of distress.
That's exactly right. And so, but we were aware this was coming, and that's why you guys went ahead and instituted a water rate adjustment. But I wanted you to be aware that we are preparing submissions to the Water and Wastewater Finance Board. It's our hope that when we send that, they will not require us to appear because we're already taking the steps necessary to correct the condition.
I want to go. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. I've been wanting to go ever since I've become mayor on this deal.
I don't want to go. But if there's something, an update there, I'll let you know. There are some things that they have already recommended. They think that we should have a capital asset policy that lays out capital asset purchases for up to 5 years or more. We do that already, but we don't have a formal policy for it because we know that we're going to need this in so many years. And that they'd like to do that separately. But that would not make a lot of difference to our bottom line, so it's not. But anyway, you did need to be aware of that. And I'd be glad to answer questions. I'll try to be brief tonight, and if we need a deeper explanation of that. Mr. Johnson, you were the only board member here who was around for the last time we dealt with the Water and Wastewater Finance Board. Do you remember Miss Joyce Welburn, that lady that came to visit?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, that was when we went through this in 2000.
Six, seven.
Somewhere in there. You remember we had to do that rapid grade increase right then? Mm-hmm. Well, we're in much better shape now than we were then. So I think we've already taken care of our problem, but that's what happened. Anything else, Mr. Mayor? I'd be glad to take questions.
Did you say we are in much better shape now than we were then?
Oh, Lord, yes. Is that okay?
I just wanted to make sure I heard that correctly.
Yeah, no, I mean, you look at it then, and we were we were underfunding depreciation, we were underfunding, and we're...
So what you're saying is, Mr. City Recorder, sir, is that we're doing a good job of what we're doing, right?
Oh, we think we are.
And this city board is doing a good job of what they're doing, right?
Yes, sir.
I thought that's what you were saying, but I just wanted to reiterate that this city board was doing a good job taking care of the finances of the city of Dyer and making sure that things were in order, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
It's easy when you got good information.
Yeah.
We're just moving right along.
Oh, you didn't want to hear that?
No, that's good. We got, okay. Yeah.
Sure, sure.
Now, be
we'll move along then.
What happened?
What I need to show you? I'm sorry, I'm already somewhere here.
You know, keeping the board informed with things is a big part of taking care of situations. You guys are doing a good job of it. I appreciate that.
I figured they'd be all over us.
No, they knew it was coming.
I knew they knew, but I'm afraid they forgot.
Well, they're welcome to come to the board meeting, too.
There you go, Mr. Dyer. They're more than welcome to come on down here. We'll show them why we're not financially distressed.
Yeah. We got a group over here that will talk to them, and we got a group over here that will talk to them.
We have the politically correct side, and then we have the non-politically correct side.
Then you've got those of us just trying to run, push a mop and a broom, just whatever it needs to do.
We have the four preachers on the left side. And we have the...
Now be careful here.
Is this the choir over here?
And we have the choir. And we have the choir on the other side.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Hello.
Yeah, we do have four preachers on the left.
Don't forget your city stickers. We've sold 210.
With the doctor hand in the
We sold 210 city stickers as of yesterday out of a projected... 1,200 or 1,300. We sold more last year than we have ever before, but
that's because our police department done a good job last year taking care of business.
Dilly dilly.
How's it going?
Okay.
And they're gonna do a better job this year, ain't you, Brad?
But if we sell more than 1,500, we're about to reorder. So
we did sell over 1,400, I believe it was last year, and that's the most we've sold in several years.
Actually, I will confess, we sold a little last year, City Sticker Deck, and you had to because they were still writing tickets.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, I really
That's that list that Mr. Ken has compiled over the past several years, and we kind of have a better handle on the situation at this point in time. I did ask the city board to lower the city sticker price, and you guys denied my request. So I just wanted to put that out there again, since it didn't make the newspaper last time. And there, I'd like for the city stickers to go down to about $20 instead of $30, to where we could afford those, you know. But it's okay. We understand. You guys are doing a good job, Mr. Thomas. Just keep it up.
We'll raise them $20.
How you feel about that, Mr. Town? We got good prices on our city stickers?
I think they're too cheap.
He thinks they're too cheap.
That's what I'm saying.
Go down. Send him back. No.
Well, we're going to keep him around for just a little
Chicago
while.
Go to Chicago and see what they are.
That's what I said, send him back. No.
Retire.
I'm going to.
Let me have your hammer.
He said he's going to.
Give me your hammer.
That gavel's doing good right there.
I have, and I'm going to.
Order.
All right. You know, it's always good to have a good laugh every now and then, even though when you're in a position.
Don't cost nothing to laugh.
Don't cost nothing to laugh.
Or smile.
It takes more muscles to smile, to frown than it does to smile.
Right.
That's why Craig smiles all the time. That's just his face, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
See, this is going better than you thought it was going to do than that.
Ain't done yet.
Kicked in. Are we going?
Amen.
It's street maintenance next.
No, it's water and sewer, sir.
Yeah.
There was no report from street
maintenance. Oh, hell, I'm going to skip way down there.
Not growing near as fast as what you thought, is it?
No, I just went back the other direction, about four rows. water and sewer operations?
I have no report at this time.
Wait a second. That's not true, Randy.
It's not?
No, you need to come up here for just a second.
Uh-oh.
They hook you up, buddy. But I like getting on you if you bored me.
Yeah. I like a boot. Yes, sir. Get your video out, yeah.
Now, these fellers last week and everything, they saved the money quite a. They saved the city quite a bit of money while Willie was out spending a lot of money. So, and you're gonna hear about that in just a minute. But first, Randy, was maintenance man this past week. He rebuilt some
vacuum pumps.
For us. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, not to take anything from
no,
Willie.
No, we're taking it all from him tonight. Let's go.
Me and Willie had talked about it, and we had even tried to replace some reeds in a pump one time, and it wasn't a success. And so on these vacuum pumps, they're about $750 a piece and everything. And so me and Willie had talked about, let's try one replacing all the parts. And they got cylinder rings and reeds and first one thing another. So we had talked about it and ordered a kit. And it got put on the back burner, and so when Willie needed a pump the other day and everything, and me and Steven, it was raining, had some time on hand, so we got one of the pumps and completely rebuilt it, and it was a success. It turned out good. And then Tyler come up, they had a pump out here at the 45 out here that went bad. The motor was bad on it. Well, Steven remembered he had an old pump in the shop in there, so we took the pump that was in the shop that had the good motor on it and put the head from the one that had the bad motor on it and fixed another pump. So we got two extra pumps. But then we had one at the industrial park that went bad, so it took that pump. But I'm telling y'all this, that now that we've figured out what we can do to repair these pumps for about $120, we can rebuild these pumps and save the city about $600.
That's pretty cool,
ain't it? We know what to do for them now. We got three of them down there now that we can rebuild and put on shelf.
Thank you, Willie.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute, Mr. Fred.
All right, I'm sorry.
Now, in the meantime, we were talking about Willie spending the money and Randy fixing the stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and finish up. Now, in the meantime, Willie goes ahead and orders one of them pumps.
Okay.
We had to have one because it was freaking rain.
No, you're out of order, sir. You're out of order. Willie. Willie went in order for one of these pumps and everything. So we're going to have an extra one down there that we ain't going to need. But it's okay.
Yeah.
Willie done what he thought was right.
Fuck.
So, I mean, we need an extra pump.
Take care of the part next time and use it for parts.
Right. He didn't know that we was trying to rebuild it. Just all come out at the same time. We had a little extra time. And
we had an old pump with 4 to 5 because we didn't have a vacuum pump.
So let's give Willie a round of applause for spending extra money that we didn't have to spend. Everything. I didn't get to get him the last couple of board meetings. Now, Willie, listen, these guys are doing a good job. They're working together better than they've ever worked together.
It's all a team effort.
On a serious note, these guys are working together better than they have ever worked together since I've been around, okay? And this is an awesome group of guys that they care about each other and they work together and they talk to each other and they communicate. And let me tell you, it's working out very good. It really is.
It's good.
Yes, sir.
Can I say something?
Yes, sir.
The new pump that you got, is it any other pumps that we need to rework?
Can we
put that new pump at a good location where it would help us and swap out, bring another one and order the stuff to redo one?
Yeah, we're in the process of doing that right now.
Okay.
We've got three down there right now that we can rebuild.
Right.
And I've got another one that comes from the industrial park that's a smaller pump, but it takes a different kit. And I told Nathan today, as soon as I can find the part number for that kit, we'll order basically four of them and rebuild four pumps.
So all these pumps, except the one you just spoke of, is about the same size?
Right.
Right.
Right. I mean, but the ones we're rebuilding are the dual cylinder pumps.
Yeah.
But they antique, so ain't they?
No.
They've been around for a while, but we're missing two pumps. right off the get-go at the Expo Center where we robbed them.
That's right. I forgot about them.
Now, do we, on that, I guess what I'm trying to ask is, do we have a pump out there that's been out there a while that we can put the new one out there and bring that in and replace it, build it?
Oh, some of these have been out here a long time,
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Put the new one to work and just pull the ones been out there a while and order the parts for that and get that and rebuilt it.
Yeah, we can do that, but we're going to have four rebuilt pumps. How long do you think these rebuilt pumps are going to last? Well, I've seen it two or three times. I marked them on the date that I was built good. I'd like for the guys, when they get ready to put it in, like a magic marker, mark when they put it in service so we can see. But the sealers and everything, when we tore this pump down the other day, we looked at the sealers, make sure that, matter of fact, one of them had a little bit of excessive wear on it, and I went and got another pump down at the wastewater plant and robbed the sealer off of it to bring it back to specs and everything. So I feel comfortable about that, it'll give us many years of good service.
You teach some of the younger guys to do this, or do you guys do the repairing?
Well, no, like I said, me and Willie's done tried this once and everything. So me and Steven the other day, like I said, when it
You're
rained,
training somebody else.
It didn't work
much time when Randy and Willie done it.
Right.
So, and I told him this morning that was the difference between maintenance man and an operator. Willie's a good operator, but say his clothes ain't dirty. But if you look at Randy, his clothes dirty.
We just tried to do a kind of a short maintenance deal.
You're just learning how to do it.
Well, that's true. I mean, teach. Me and him, neither one had been inside one of these vacuum pumps before.
Okay.
And so when we decided that wouldn't work, we were going to try the full kit with the fixed rings and everything. We just happened to do it the other day, and it was a success.
Okay.
As soon as we get it down pat and everything, I'll be glad to show Tyler, Willie, anybody wants to learn how to do it. It's a little trick to it.
But we got pumps at every station we need it at right now.
Thank you, Randy.
Yes,
thank you, Randy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Willie.
Willie, you got anything, sir?
I guess you do.
I thought you had something.
He does. Come on. We just aggravate you. Come on. You do a good job with him. All right. What you need?
Can I get up there?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You ain't getting that camera out, are you?
No, I left it on.
Good.
You can use mine.
I got
you. We want to see you. Here, you got it.
So Willie come to me about a month ago, 3 weeks ago. And he asked me. Excuse me. Willie asked me, he said, Chris, he said, I asked Nathan if I could go to class, and Nathan told me I need to come talk to you, which is probably right. He says, I'd like to go to a class. He says, I think it'll be very beneficial to the city of Dyer. I said, all right, what's it going to be about? He told me. And I agreed with him. I thought it'd be very beneficial to us. So he went. And Willie's got some good news. By some demonstrations and stuff.
Right.
And Willie's got some bad news because he wants to spend a little money. But, now guys, listen, that's not any different than anything he's ever wanted to do before.
That's right.
But Willie overall is Willie. He dresses better, he looks better, he looks like a supervisor now, and he's carrying himself better, and he's growing up. Willie, go ahead. Demonstration.
Oh, well, we went to, Lenny Joe Vay and I went to the wet show in Indianapolis, and that's where they have the latest, greatest, and everything that's out there, as far as wastewater equipment of any kind. Of course, looked at jetters, because we want to purchase a jetter with the grant, and looked at different nozzles, because there's so many nozzles out there that, I mean, what they'll do, well, they're going to come demonstrate this stuff. One thing that really caught my attention, and it doesn't really have to do with wastewater, it's more storm drains. But they have a thing called a cementitious liner. And I've seen that stuff done before, manholes.
Wait, so explain to them what that is.
Oh,
Cementitious
just means like cement. Well, what it is the same as a mixer, a pump, and then you got a thing called a slinger or a spinner, and it goes through a pipe, spinning that mortar and relines that pipe.
Mm-hmm. Now, then that pipe on East College Street is going to cost us $28,000 to fix, okay? Now, go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, I was just looking at this piece of machinery up there, and I looking, of course, it's way too big for what we need. And got to talking to the man, and he's got one that'll fit on our skid steer and uses a hydraulic pump for the pump off the skid steer. The equipment itself is $50,000. But like Chris said, the one run on East College, the last bid we got, just for that one run, was $28,000. This machine is big enough. It would dig Lee Street. They have a 4-foot diameter storm drain under all of Lee Street there. Instead of having to dig all that up, you could reline that.
Now we're gonna have that's something gonna have to be done, Mr. Robert. You know, mm-hmm. on Lee Street, that's a quarter mile or so.
A quarter mile long?
Yes, sir. Mm. And we don't have $500,000. Got to grab my leg. We don't have $500,000 to do that.
Well,
we ain't gonna get no grant to do that with.
Will that machine do that pipe?
Yes,
it will.
It's.
And of course, we've got it all over town. There's storm drains, y'all know, in bad shape. Got holes coming in the roads.
You know, up here at Miss Irene's and back behind there, come back.
Yeah.
We can do the exact same thing with that piece of machinery.
I mean, I didn't go up there looking for that. It's just one of the things.
Got your attention.
You know, the people would be glad to come and demonstrate for free.
Lee Street?
I told Chris, you know, worst case scenario, we get College Street done with a demonstration.
Where can we get Lee Street done with a demonstration?
That's a quarter mile. There
that's
ain't
a mile
the
away.
I know.
It'd be nice, though, wouldn't it?
I know.
I
wonder how many demonstrations we get done.
2 years. I'd like to see the demonstration. I mean, $50,000 isn't nothing. Well,
it is, but it's not.
It is, but it's not to get something done. We spent $50,000 on a rescue squad and don't think nothing of it.
Yeah.
It's like anything else. If you take care of it, it's a good investment. And you might be able to do some swapping with another town if they have something and you don't.
We charge them $50,000.
Well, no, but I'd like to see a demo.
I would too.
If we have a lot of stuff in town.
I had to get y'all. I was going to get y'all permission.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
Well, can we have our permission to allow them to come in and demonstrate this a piece of equipment for us?
Yes.
Oh, I would think so.
I think it's a good idea.
I know it's a lot of money, but like Tom said, but $28,000 for one run on College Street, and that's just a 2-foot diameter.
Yeah, that's right. We'll budget next year.
And you don't own anything
that's
when you get done.
That's storm sewer.
Okay.
That's sewer.
Yeah.
Storm sewer, not sanitary sewer.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. We have to talk to our city recorder about all this business.
But
I'd like to see a demo.
Right,
all right. I would appreciate
it. I would too.
If y'all let us just get a demonstration on it.
Oh.
It don't cost anything.
Okay, bud. I got you.
What else do they demo while they're coming down that you might be interested in?
Oh, Lord, what are we doing?
Those people, that's the only
that's
business
thing
they're
that,
in.
Okay.
Is that.
If we could find out how long they've been in business and... get some feedback from other people would be helpful so we can call them and talk to them and not just hearsay.
I think Chris may remember. I know Mr. Johnson, he's been here long enough. There's a manhole right behind the lab there at the wastewater plant. And Rebel Construction wanted $100-something thousand to dig that up and fix it.
Because it was so close to the building.
because it's close to the building. They're afraid the building's going to fall off in there. We had Johnny Rector come in, and I think we spent, was it 3,000, Randy?
That sounds right. It's been a while.
And he had a cementitious rig. Of course, he had an old thing. Oh, Lord, that thing was rough.
He let us keep it for a long time after that, too, didn't he?
He did. It stayed down at the wastewater plant. I thought it was ours for a long time. but he fixed that manhole. And now, not only did he do the cementitious liner on that, you can also run an epoxy through those to keep your hydrogen sulfide from eating concrete up. But, you know, the storm sewers doesn't need that. They don't have the hydrogen sulfide. If everything worked out, we could fix a lot of stuff in town.
And we know that there's a lot of problems that is going on. It's been going on for a long time. It just hasn't been taken care of.
You could fix it up by up here.
Oh yeah,
where we had
That's right.
didn't get it fixed.
That's right. Yeah.
The material that the machine's $55. I'm going to say it is. The material that you would have to use
is a mortar mix.
It's a mortar mix, so it'd be just like a regular mortar. You go.
It's got to be tougher than that. It's got to be something stronger.
They've got some, and I imagine they got some that's got fiber in it or something.
Yeah,
like
it's got to be.
I think it's about $12 a bag. And I don't know how much mortar mix is. How much?
It's probably you can spend that much on mortar easy, just plain old white mortar. So. I would say it's maybe twice that much or something to get a better product that's stronger. How thick does it put it on when it does it?
You can put it on as thick or thin as you want.
Okay.
Thing like on Lee Street, that's a metal culvert.
Right.
And what's happened, the bottom's just rusted out of it. But when the water runs through it, it pulls the earth down, and that's what makes your sinkholes.
I would like to see a demonstration of that.
I would too.
I'd make it happen.
So this water we're talking about, can we get this anywhere?
I don't know. We'll have to ask
that. We have
that
to investigate that too, because if it just comes from them, look out. They don't tell them what it might charge.
I
think when the man came from that did the wastewater plant back years ago, I think he used just a regular mortar on that manhole, and then, of course, he put epoxy on it. But I did ask the man, and what they get is $12 a bag for theirs.
That's not much at all.
That's cheap.
Yes, go ahead.
I was waving it to Westmoreland.
Oh, okay.
That ain't Westmoreland.
That ain't Westmoreland. Westmoreland.
That's Jay Morris.
That's Jay.
Sorry, Jay. Sorry, Jay.
And Tom, you were right. He's going down in price. Railroad ties.
He's gone.
They're $11.99 a piece. Joe, you buy a bundle, they're $10.99.
Okay.
Still cheap.
Good job, Willie.
Willie, I appreciate that.
Thank you, Willie. Mm-hmm. So, you went where? Where you go?
Spending money.
Where at? Up there? Chicago? Where
in Indianapolis.
Indianapolis. You big time, my brother. What do you
say? I took her to Finney Jones.
I heard that.
Did you
go to the 500?
No, I went to the Hard Rock.
You pay your own bill?
He don't care nothing about no race car.
Yeah, hey, the party was free at the Hard Rock.
What about the room with all that?
Oh, no, I stayed the most expensive thing I could find.
Didn't cost the city over $5,000, so you
didn't stay. In fact, really, I didn't.
Motel 6, right?
No, really, I always stayed about 10 miles out of Indianapolis and Plainville or Daisy.
No problem with that.
It was about $69.
Is that what it was?
72 something to 10.
That's still cheap.
That's
cheap.
Hey, you done good. You know what our officers go? No.
I
feel I won't make it home after that if I go there.
That ain't too bad to go, because they ain't never reporting here.
You know what's amazing to me?
We ain't never seen
seems like I figured out how come Nashville makes all the money. They have all the conventions and everything up there right in the middle of town where everything is cost a fortune to stay around. If they know there's a convention going to be around, prices go sky high.
Well, shoot, yeah.
You're talking about like $300 a night.
Yeah.
That's crazy, ain't it?
Hey, can I rent my bedroom out for
$300
nights and leave out a dog house? Are y'all done? Yes. Thank y'all. Parks and Buildings Committee.
Oh my God. You gonna start at the bottom of that one? You gonna start at the bottom of that committee report?
Public
safety and
health. Or on A.
He's in a hurry.
I was trying to get y'all through this.
That's fine.
Public Safety and Health Committee. I'd like for the city board to appoint David Pascal as the health officer for the city of Dyer, under the understanding that he goes by the codes of the city of Dyer.
So moved. Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion? No. This has been approved by Chief Lindsay. Let's talk to him beforehand. It has been approved. Talk to David Pascal, Sergeant Pascal also. Any more discussion? If not, we'll start with Jennifer. Go right.
Aye.
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 Motion carried. I don't know what you're talking about, Greg. I apologize. Hey, y'all be a little loud over here. We trying to have a meeting over here. Finance Administration Personnel Committee.
Nothing at this time.
You really don't feel good, do you?
I do not.
I would go home then if I didn't feel good.
I started not to come. What's wrong with you? Got the jail blue.
She'd have to do it. She ain't got a chance to do it. You better sit down and do it.
Jail blue?
Nope, not.
One of these days you will, though.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We'll figure something out.
Well, that's a short one.
This was not the movie.
Oh, no. What happened to that one?
Got the jail blue?
Huh?
Got the jail blue?
I don't know. Yeah, probably.
Hi, Jay.
This will step in.
Oh,
okay. That's
alright. You're going to be in trouble.
I told him to step in and take his cheek out of line.
Street Maintenance, Water, Sewer, and Landfill Committee.
Okay, I guess the first thing we need to do is you need a motion to fix that ditch out there.
Yes, sir, on South Main.
I'd like to make a motion to spend up to $600 to fix South Main.
I don't need the price amount this time. I just need approval from the city board.
All right.
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion?
What's going on South Main?
South Main is that ditch that we own out there before you get to Scattered Acres on the left-hand side where it's washing and the water is not, is eating away from the ditch, and it's our ditch. It's where the state, used to take care of, and then we started taking care of it. There's a lot of water that goes into that ditch, and we're just going to fix that ditch out there to where it'll stop washing and everything, and it'll drain correctly.
Just so far off the street that the city's.
Right, just the city.
Anything else city. That way is not the city's. So
I know where you're talking about now.
Okay.
We're going to get rid of some of that big rock that was put out there, road bed or whatever you call it, and everything, and make it where it can be mowed and all that stuff. Whatever dries up and everything enough to do it.
Okay, the other thing I got is...
Wait. Any more discussion? Now we'll call the road and start wrangle left.
Aye. You didn't say nothing.
Mr. Johnson, did you vote in the
affirmative?
No.
I don't.
No.
I said a word.
We're going to start again with Ray, and we're going to go left.
Thank you.
This way.
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Mr. Thomas.
Okay, the other thing, I got a bid in from Joel Needham on putting...
Can I pass that forward, please?
There you go.
The only difference than what you... said was
you have the other one handy.
think so.
Can you please get it for us, please?
He is not close.
Let's move to the next thing if you have anything. And then while she's going to get that other paper?
I don't think so. I don't.
Okay.
Do you have anything?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Let me ask you a question, and then we'll go back to this, okay, I promise.
Okay.
The landfill, have you been out to the landfill?
No. Didn't know I had to.
No, you don't have to. I'm just asking a question because we're fixing to close that landfill down.
Good idea.
Period. But I wanted to know, I needed an okay to be able to do that, and I didn't want to do it without you looking at it since you was the committee chair.
Well, if it's cleaned up and looks good.
Do you think we need to do anything else out
if
there?
If they
really?
Need to pick
I
up.
I think we still need to do a little bit more, just a little cleaning.
But.
Just straightening up.
Nothing that's going to pertain to any kind of dumping that we have out there left or anything like that. More or less just kind of dragging out and
right.
Things like that.
Right, we filled up all the container stuff, but we've got some old culverts and stuff that's been dug up.
Right. Now, what are you going to do with those culverts?
Put them in a pile out there somewhere.
Are they any good?
No.
They're not any good.
Culverts.
So?
If y'all want to spend the money to haul them off in a container, you can do that.
What do you mean, throw them in a dumpster that we already got?
There's not a dumpster out there.
You got one out here?
Yeah. We can do that.
Is there a problem? I mean, it's not a problem to do that.
No, I'm just going to fill up a container.
If we cut them up?
Probably costs.
I imagine they'll pack pretty good with a backhoe. I mean, it's going to be.
What do you want to do with them?
I'm more concerned about the paper and stuff blowing around out there. The culverts can't look, if they're in a corner smashed in a pile, can't look no worse than the concrete laying around
there.
What
if we put them down around the fence row, on the very back side of the fence row down there at the edge of a fence line, and put them single file line out there and be done with it? Because it's not going to hurt anything.
As long as nobody gets into it that's renting a farmland or
right.
That.
There's a wood slot right down through there that's in, on our property, right? And they can't farm that wood slot.
There's some, little thicket stuff like that. Ryan carried the inmates out there a time or two and did some burning and cleaning.
Right, and that's fine.
There's still some little thickets and things like that. It'd look a lot better if they were gone.
Okay, we'll get rid of them then.
So at this point, the landfill has been completely closed from dumping and everything.
Right. No trash whatsoever.
So.
Is that the one out there by the Ward's?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay, is that the one that we put a building out there?
That building belongs, is out at the wastewater plant now. And it's going to be their little place for the winter time and when it's raining and stuff like that on dump days to where they can get in out of the weather. We've already had that moved and everything.
The only other thing out at the dump, and I don't know if it was you or somebody mentioned about getting some more something to drive better on down to where you dump your limbs and that.
Yeah, Willie had said something to me about it, I believe, and we talked about maybe getting some more slag and everything. It was slag, wasn't it?
Can't get the slag anymore.
So what would be our next cheapest option?
Probably Camden Church.
You know, when we have the money to do that, we probably need to do that to save on the flat tires and being able to back down there. Just a thought when you got the extra money. Other than that,
I'd rather not do that in this budget if we can help it.
Well, then just wait.
Because we've spent a little money on some gravel that you guys probably ask about in a few minutes. But we spent a little money on some gravel and everything that we thought was going to take care of it, and then we had to spend a little extra money and everything. So, anyways.
The only other concern I have is on, I don't know if you want to get, it's getting late, how much it's costing to tear these houses down and having our crew do it. I think you're going to be better off to pay somebody to tear the rest of them down when you figure out what it costs per dumpster to.
How many dumpsters do we use on
How many dumpsters should we use?
I think right now we're on four, but we're not through. And we carried the backhoe up there today and buried it plumb to the step.
Well, it was too many to be up there.
Yeah, it's too many, but...
I did?
No.
Oh, sorry. You said it was too muddy.
Well, if you got three or four more dumpsters, you got to have to fill it. If you're up
there. How many more do you think it'll take to fill it?
I hadn't gone down there and looked at the pile.
He got most of it, didn't he?
I bet it'd take two more from what I said.
It'd probably take two more.
So you're thinking it's going to take five to six on these houses?
$2,500.
Or more. That's a small house.
And that's not even including the labor of the guys going down there using our machinery to do it.
Yeah, if you tear up that machinery or whatever, you're losing money. If you can get it done for $3,000 a house or $3,200, you're money ahead.
How much each individual dumpster cost?
$400.
$400 a piece.
So if you got...
On a case-by-case basis. Just get a bid and see.
You know, if the bid goes up more, but you're kind of at a break even.
It depends
thing.
On what size house we're doing, too, right?
Break even.
Right.
But it's.
I think most of the houses that we have left.
Bury that one.
Because it was too close to the property lines and too close. The backyard was so close to the backyard. That was kind of a special case. We wanted to do it, but Chief Shanklin didn't feel like it was to where we could burn it on site, so.
The problem is if you got one guy with a driver's license on that, and you got half a dozen county employees working, and you got we're short people with driver's license
right.
that can take the people
right.
out to keep them working.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that means. We kind of need another guy with a full-time.
Let him take it down that way.
Do what?
Nothing.
Chainsaws and hatchets.
Let's get some chainsaws and hatchets and let them take it down that way.
Just a thought.
But
if we had more employees that
right.
could drive.
Right. Well, Chief Shanklin didn't feel like we could burn that one on site.
Right.
But there are going to be some that we will be able to do that. I'll take that out in a minute. There he is. I'll let you read my notes before I... I'm finished.
Back to that, what you... Oh, we ain't discussed that yet.
We'll advertise that.
You need the board to know about it before you advertise it.
I don't have to, yeah.
I think it might be a blessing to you.
What are you telling them what we're doing?
Tell them what we're doing, yeah. All right. We talked about at the last board meeting about the VFW and the rotten on the rotten wood on the soffits and some of the stuff.
New business, ain't it?
And don't look like it because this ain't new.
It's on the new business thing. It's new business.
That's not what you're talking about.
What are you talking about?
The soffit.
That's the minutes from last. It was new last meeting.
Over here last meeting.
There you go. <All
right. laughs>
But they knew no more.
No. Okay.
We and Mr. Thomas, committee report. Mr. Thomas got us a couple of bids here. One from Sunrise Vinyl Products and the other from Joel Needham Siding Company, and Mr. Tom said there's a difference in these.
What you said on the other one that they were closing up both ends with the upper windows, but here's the problem: the back of the building is no problem to cover up the window and put in a vent.
Okay.
The front, you got brick on the front, you don't want to close that up. Leave the window up there.
Okay.
And on the venting of it, you're not going to know till you tear into that when you put your soffit vents up if you can vent it.
Okay.
Until he tears that off. Sometimes some old buildings have blocks between the rafters and it won't vent. So at that point, it's not going to cost no more. The only difference is if they need another vent up on the roof, it might cost $50, and I'll have a guy run up there and cut one in.
Okay.
And I'd like to, there's a difference in price there. When we decide what we're doing there, I'd like to take in pressure. Once you got the, if you redo the windows, it was $700 to wrap the windows with aluminum. After you get all that done, I'd like to take and paint the brick, fill in the holes that got wood on them, brick it, and paint the whole building, and put some shutters up there and give a little class to it, which won't cost much. And then turn around and get the art students or something on one side and paint some kind of a mural or something on the side, whatever you call it, for the veterans or whatever you can, art class or somebody on the side of that, so something looks good.
Well, Don Fowler would love to be helped with that. So.
But that being right in residential area, church across the street, how's that going blend with the church and the residential?
It'll look better
area.
Once you paint it than what's there now.
I don't think so.
What?
Not to paint it and then put a mural on there, no.
Well, not the whole thing, just the side, just to be a BMW.
No.
Well, we can vote on that, but... that's what I would like to do. It's no different than what we did downtown on the back of Siler Building. That looks great. Whoever spent the time on that, you can enjoy it.
Well, that's downtown.
Well, whatever.
But the other residential area.
Well, it's not really it's residential commercial. You got commercial.
Hey guys, there ain't no sense in arguing about this. We're going to vote on it anyway.
That's
anyway.
True.
That's right. Just an idea.
Mr. Mayor, the two quotes comparable except for that van or whatever it is.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It looks like Joe Needham's siding company. Did he tell you about a date when he could get started on this? Or did he just give you a bid? I mean,
maybe a month. I haven't talked to him. I'll see him. I don't know.
It doesn't matter. I mean, I just...
Not really. He's
busy
now. I just
don't
want to
expect him next week and him to come next year.
You're not going to get him next week.
Okay. Would you be... I think that we need to put a timeline on this.
Oh, I don't care.
Of it being finished within, this is what, right? February, this is March 1st.
Pretty close.
So you'd be, March would be 30 days, April would be 60 days.
I'd say 60 days is a plenty.
June, 90 days.
Okay,
that would be nice for Dyer Station.
Right. Yeah, that way it'd be. No, I think you're right. I think 60 days would be good. And the reason I say that is because if there's other things that we're going to do to it.
Well, I'm just saying that you need to have that done, and this
right.
other stuff you can do in the meantime.
Right.
Just you guys go up and look at it, and if you can picture it.
We can put it on the computer and pop up a big screen and paint it and all on the computer and show you what it looks like.
Just get some imagination other than looking at a blah build.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Just trying to update.
Update a little, give a little class to it.
Put a little vodka bottle on the side of it.
Yeah. But just a thought. Some kind of a painting.
That was a shot at Mr. Richard. I know it. Okay, Joe Needham siding, $3,394. Sunrise Vinyl Products, $5,875. 5,800. You tell me.
It doesn't really matter. It's kind of same.
Okay. That's what I thought, but the price difference, I don't think there's.
I had
25
last time.
Entertain a motion to accept these estimates.
Show a motion to accept these estimates.
You don't have to accept them since they're not bids. All you got to do is award one.
Don't answer this. Is there a second on that? Is there a second on that?
I'll second it.
No!
You're not supposed to.
Oh, not, okay. Sorry.
We haven't accepted
it yet. There's a motion and second. Is there any discussion? Not call the roll, Scott McTimber, go right.
Aye.
Go ahead.
Aye.
Aye.
This is not a great time to do this, but can I give you...
Motion carried.
Can I educate just a moment?
Yeah.
The reason you guys accept bids are to certify... When you let a bid, you have a set of specifications. Okay? When you accept the bid, you say all of the bids meet the specs. Okay? That's what... When you vote to accept bids, you say that all of these bids meet the specs, and then you vote to award the bid after you accept the bids. Mm-hmm. But since we didn't set specs for this, it wasn't actually a bid, then you didn't have to accept the bids. Does that?
Yeah, makes sense.
Am I making sense?
Y'all got anything to talk about, Willie?
No,
go ahead. We'll take care of you while you go.
Let's just.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right. Where are we at? Discussion?
No, you're ready to award it if you
want. Okay. Know.
Sorry.
Somebody want to make a motion to award one of these bids?
Make a motion to award Joel Needham not to exceed 500.
Okay.
Second.
Motion made. Second. Is there any discussion?
What are the prices of those?
I just give them to you, Mr. Richard.
That's been 30 minutes ago.
No, it wasn't right here. Look here. $3,394, Joel Needham.
Yeah.
Sunrise, $5,875.
Yeah, eliminate that one.
Which one?
The 5,000.
Okay.
We have a motion not to exceed $3,500 and a second, and we're in discussion, and there's no discussion, so we'll call the roll, and we'll start with Mr. Robert, and we will go right.
Aye.
Motion carried. Thank you.
Sixty days.
Yes, sir. 60 days.
Shoot. I think y'all on the side of the middle. I think y'all put a bar.
A what, Mr. Fred? I didn't hear what you said.
A bar on the side of the building.
What kind of bar? We got some bars that goes over the window down there.
No, painting of a bar. People standing around it. Getting a drink.
Back in uniforms.
We'll take you out behind the bushes.
Y'all ain't gonna leave Mr. Richard alone, are you?
No, Richard, me. We're gonna run it.
Huh?
Richard, I'm gonna run it.
You and Mr. Richard gonna serve?
Yeah.
Do you want swords or pistols?
It don't matter.
Or sticks.
It
or
don't
sticks.
Matter.
D.
FC is done.
Are you done?
Yeah.
D.
Parks and Building?
Yeah, that's where you want to start walking.
Parks and Building Committee.
Shut up.
No. I'd like to have a committee meeting before the next board meeting. Be at 6 o'clock. Reasoning for that is for discussion over our building behind the school, mowing of the property at the school, and sidewalk behind Front Street. I'll bring a proposal to you guys before that meeting, and you guys can change it to any way you'd like to do it.
So the building.
Mr. Robert, you wasn't here at the last meeting, right?
No.
The sidewalk over here is starting to completely crumble.
Mm-hmm.
With the steps and everything. And we went over there and poured a just a small area of steps in front of the wake up, made up area right there.
Right.
We have had four older ladies to fall off of those steps in the past several months. Probably in the past 5 or 6 months, okay? Mm-hmm. And been carried off in the ambulance with busted noses and busted up arms and stuff. And didn't realize how bad they had actually gotten. After the board meeting the other night, we kind of walked out there a little bit. Some of us walked out there a little bit and just kind of looked over them. And underneath the sidewalk, it's actually, there is no concrete. You can actually see dirt and everything now. So it's busted off several feet in different areas. Also, the steps are completely crumbling off. They're, instead of being square now, they're kind of rounded off and crumbled. Mm. So, and that's what we was talking about, how to fix those without spending the fortune. And Mr. Ray's idea was to not make it where people couldn't park further up on the curb area, still leaving a walking area there. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of discussed that a little bit. And I'm going to try and bring back a couple proposals and everything, two or three different styles of proposals, and maybe a cost estimate. And let's talk about that and maybe get that straightened out and get that fixed before somebody really does get hurt.
Okay.
So that's what that's about.
Okay.
Unfinished business? Anybody have any unfinished business?
No.
Willie, the sign that Michael's brought to my attention several times, I think, and Craig too, I think, maybe. The city limit sign is not in the right place on Walnut Extended. And we need to get that sign put back at the bottom of the hill. Back in the right place.
Okay. Ken, is that something Nathan can pull up on that Google Earth and tell about how many
you can tell by the road.
Okay.
You can tell
right
by the road.
Right there where it changes.
Yes, sir.
All right. That's what we'll do.
Okay.
How about tomorrow?
Well, I'd rather you get an 811 call in for it before you do that. That might make a little more sense there. Might be a telephone line.
There is a gas line out there.
I ain't worried about gas. Okay.
He'll know if you hit that.
Show will, brother.
So why don't you take with her steel?
Show will.
The other thing is, I'm going to have Nathan to put out the advertisement for the piece of property on North Royal?
Mm-hmm.
North Royal Street, where the little red house was,
yeah,
that the city board agreed upon a while back to turn it over to the property next door, as long as there was no objections once we run it in the newspaper, and we decided upon a price at that time, and we want to go ahead and get that done. And I would like to just be you guys to be aware before you read it in the newspaper that that's what we're going to do.
There's only one thing I'd like. Can I talk?
Yes, sir.
There's only one thing I'd like to do there yet. To me, it's not complete.
Okay.
I'd like to load a dirt on there or pick up the chunks of gravel. I'd like to level it off, throw some straw on it for them. It wouldn't take much time, but to me it's not finished. The homeowners aren't going to have any way of taking care of that.
So you want to do what?
Dump a load of gravel in there and blend it up to the concrete so they can mow it when the weeds grow up or whatever.
Where do you want the gravel at?
Gravel or dirt?
Dirt.
Dirt. Okay. So where do you want the dirt at?
Just to blend that in. To me, it doesn't look finished.
I understand, but what I'm saying is you when you pull up, there's a driveway.
Yeah, they might build a garage there, but to the left of that...
Where the house was.
Okay, I got
to
you.
The road there.
Yes.
Okay. Just blend that in there so it's finished.
Yes. Really, you got that?
It shouldn't... Then it'll be done if you got the bricks picked up and that graded in there.
It's a big piece
of stuff. And we can go ahead and be taking care of this other in the process of doing all this.
Yeah. Whatever you're going to sell it to her, then she can at least maintain it.
So you want to seed it and straw it? Dirt, seed, and straw.
Well, you can throw some straw on it, and stuff will come up through it.
Or just straw?
Straw. Yeah, just stuff straw. Will come up, but they got a half a chance of taking care of it then.
Okay.
That's what I'd like to do.
Does that agree with the city board?
The rest of you have your 2 cents for it.
What did you want for it?
They said $50. Is that still the same?
I don't. I'd just soon give it to them.
What happens if somebody else bids on it?
They think
you can't bid on that property because nobody else can build on it.
Well, if you run into paper, you're putting it for bid on it.
You're explaining what we're doing.
Okay.
I'd give it to them.
You can't.
You can't give it to them.
I'd sell it to them for $5. I owe you.
Well, the deed will cost more than it to get written.
What's the deed cost?
$150, I think.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say give it to them $5-$10.
Now,
but I would.
Go ahead, Mr. I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
But I would say make a fair price, at least over $250 or something like that. You know.
Let me say it again.
$250.
The problem is. You guys said, okay, $50 a while back, okay? And I told her, I went to her and told her after, because I asked you guys, you want me to tell her? You said yes, okay? And I went and told her that we was going to sell her that piece of property for $50.
It's a nuisance property, ain't big enough to mow on.
And I'm not trying to be ugly about the situation. But I hate to go back on my word.
We're going to do what we said we're going
to
do.
The couple of times I talked to her, I told her $150 or $200. So I don't remember that conversation. But in order to sell that to her, we have to have, you'll do it by resolution. And your resolution will say that in order to get this back on the tax roll and to make it profitable for the city, that you want to sell this for a particular price to this owner because they are the only person that you are aware of that is interested in this property. It's a minimal value, and so your resolution sets all this stuff out. And so we run the notice in the paper that says the city of Darrell will sell this to such and such for such and such a price if we receive no objections. And if we do receive an objection, I have to have a written objection and a reason why. Other than that, it's like, people sell street corners. I mean, this is a way to not have to go through a bid process for that.
And this is the thing. If by going back on the tax roll, we're going to receive money from now on. It may not be much, but we're not going
to
lose anything on it regardless. And if we have to end up keeping it,
it's going to cost you more than that.
It's going to cost just to maintain it. Does that make sense? I mean,
yes.
Now we'll do whatever you guys want to do. But if you guys decide you're going to pay more than $50 for it, then I'm going to pay it out of my pocket for it. Because I told her that's what I was going to do, that we had discussed this and everything, and I don't want to go back on my word by going back and telling her that it's going to be more than that.
I don't remember. I may not have been here when y'all discussed that.
I don't think you were.
I may not, but I just don't see, even before we finished the property or smoothing it up, going to talk to her and giving her a price on it.
Well,
maybe, you know.
Yes, sir.
We sold one over on the other side of town for, was it $500? Ashley, to Mr.
Like,
yeah, we sold one. It was a little bit
they
bigger.
They did that without the city board. That was just them.
We sold one. We sold one like that for $500. The city had been maintaining it. Actually, the new owner had been maintaining it for years. And I said, "What do you give?" And he said, and I was hoping he'd give $200, but he said $5, and I'm like, "Yes, sold." So that's when I came to y'all and said, "This guy will buy this." And then we sold another one to another resting on North Royal for $300 and something a couple of years ago. Again, it was a side lot. It's not. None of these are big enough to build on. That's why they.
There is no use for that lot because of the new codes and restrictions and everything. There is absolutely no use for it.
If she owns the lot adjacent to it, she could build a garage on it. But if you owned it, you could plant a garden there. I mean, that's.
I do understand about getting it back on the tax roll. It'd be more for the city. Eventually, it'll pay for itself. But you know, just the initial price, I think after you get your paperwork together, we should come together with a set price to put on the paperwork, and then we go to her.
Well, we'll need to, before we advertise that we're going to do this, we'll need to have a price.
Okay.
Because, I mean, you know.
And that was the problem before. Because before, the same conversation came up, and Tom kept saying, "Look, let's give it to her." Nathan kept telling him, "You can't give it to him." Mm-hmm. And he said, "Well, let's do it at a minimal price and everything."
What happens if you... say we want $200 and she can't afford $200, and then you back on a piece of land you gotta mow.
I think if she wants the land, the money, $200 wouldn't be anything for her to get.
Okay, I don't know the situation, but I
I got a question. I wasn't participating at the time. Have y'all sold houses for a dollar?
No,
sir.
You had?
No, sir.
And so no, you know, like you know, houses that you people agree, whatever, agree to fix it and live in.
No, sir.
No.
They was higher than that.
Not for a dollar. Oh. Yeah, we sold one for $3,000, and we sold one for, you know, just.
Okay.
What we do is we put them out for bid.
Yes.
And then you come in, you bid on it, and then whatever the highest bid is, we either accept it or deny it.
Okay.
We have that option.
And then they either have to tear them down and within so much
time,
they
have
or fix them up.
Still.
Right. Okay.
And I
didn't know.
You have an obligation to try to recover the tax money on that property. You don't have to make a real big attempt at it. But you have to show that you tried something.
Right. Gotcha.
So.
I don't care. I mean, like I said, I went to the woman and told her exactly what the city board said at the time and everything. And
I'm looking back to see if I can.
Bring us a drink before you do.
I don't. But that doesn't mean anything happen. I just have another one. Here's where she came on May 11th of 2015. But we didn't talk
about it. No, it was after that.
We didn't talk about it.
That would have been in. Sometime in 17.
You should have got a big vote on it.
Might have been just discussion we were having.
We had a discussion tonight.
But I don't think we ever.
Because you guys told me, you said, we'll be glad to sell it to her for.
Whatever.
No, you
give
said.
It to, I probably said give it
you
to
said
her.
You said give it to her, and I said we can't give it to her.
Yeah.
And you said, well, $50 in, because, you know, we're going to get it back on the tax roll and everything. And
I remember the conversation, but I don't remember any money. But I, if we didn't vote on it, I don't have it, because I thought I might have made another. I don't. I'm sorry.
Because she come up and tried to pay for it twice, and I told her, so we can't take your money until we get ready to. Until we get done and get the deed done and everything else.
The only thing when I talked to her, I don't know, it was Sunday afternoon when I do my riding around or whatever, she was out there and I just looked, and she would like to have some dirt to smooth it up and mow it, and I agree. Because she don't have a tractor or nothing, and let's get it.
It's ours right now.
Yeah, let's. We don't want to look at it the way it looks now.
You guys set a price, and whatever y'all said is have it. And I'll tell her that's what it's going to cost.
I really would hate to go back on the man's word, because that's all you have, your word.
Yeah.
You know. But then, on the other hand, we still looking out for the city of Dyer.
That's right. Is it a benefit to the city of Dyer for us to mow it and maintain it? Because she don't. I'm not saying she don't have any money, Mr. Robert, okay?
I understand.
And let's not take it that way, because I don't want it to be on the record, but I'm saying that she don't have any money. But what I am saying is, do we want to get it back on the tax roll at an affordable price? Because we will recoup our money over time. We're not going to lose anything. It may take us a couple of years for her paying taxes on it to recoup that.
You're not going to get much money on the tax revenue part of that.
And I understand that.
Bare street.
But
I mean,
you know what it costs us to maintain that.
Yeah. Every time you mow it, hit one of them rocks or something, you done blew $100 or more. That's the only thing I'm looking at. To me, I look at it, she's taking a nuisance off the city's hands.
And she wants it.
And she'll benefit from it.
And she'll take care of it.
Yeah, I don't even know the gal. She just looked
and,
like...
And I think the conversation was actually she had to put up with that for so long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
That, look, she'd just give it to her, you know, and I said, we can't give it to her. And you said, we'll give it to her at a minimal price or whatever, and that's what we done. And everything, we should, like Nathan said, we should have voted on it. But you guys set the price of what you want.
$50. Let's go.
Make a motion.
Make a motion. We keep the price at $50.
Second.
Motion made. Second. Is there any discussion? Not. Call the roll. Start Mr. Rangel left.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Can I speak to the newspaper man?
Yep.
When you report that, talk to me on the right way to report that. Because they did not just sell that house to that woman. Okay? Or that lot. They didn't do that. They hadn't done it yet. Okay.
Just to make sure that stays straight, and she don't feel like that. You know what I'm saying?
There's a process to go through there before they actually officially sold it to her. So.
Where's her family?
He couldn't be here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't be here tonight.
He can't.
He was at the Higher Growth for Men seminar.
Are you serious? I was going to say, I might go there.
He said, are you serious?
Nathan will go too.
He's already been twice. Yes.
They took.
Didn't take.
No, I don't think Nathan.
Okay. Any other unfinished business?
You're blind.
Not new business facility use policy.
Make the motion we adopt.
Second. Motion made in second. Is there any discussion? Mm-hmm. Not. Call the roll. Start with Jennifer. Go right.
Aye.
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 Motion carried. Adam B. Adam B. Okay, Adam C. Adam B.
Make a motion we approve this purchase order.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion made in second. Is there any discussion? Not with Colin Rose, Dr. Craig, and go left.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Upstain.
All right.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. How about that paperwork right there, brother?
I should have issued the purchase order when he approved it. marked it for.
I don't even have that in here.
Item B. So,
you got the.
Mr. Richard.
That's what we were talking about right there.
I was looking for the sheet that had that on there.
You was waiting to pay the bills is what you was doing, wasn't you?
No.
Okay.
I am. Alright. On item C,
need to go ahead and approve that.
Motion. Make a motion to approve PO 8495, Gas Farm for gravel.
Second. Motion made second. Is there any discussion? Alright, what that is, out here on East College Street, we have a lift station out there. And the four-wheel drive truck won't go down that road because it was too deep. It was dragging the bottom. So we didn't have much of a choice but to get some gravel out there. And if y'all remember all the rain that we had here a couple weeks ago, it got pretty deep. And Willie called me one day and he said, Chris, you need to come out here and look at this. And so I went out there and looked at it. And they was driving Mr. Bob's sod field, which was not a very good idea, okay? And they weren't driving in the field. They were driving on the edge of it, okay? But it's not a good idea to be driving on some man's property. So the only way to get to that lift station out there was to put on some hip waders and get out there. And if you'll know where I'm talking about, it's the last house in the city limits on the left-hand side of the road. And Miss Katie Burkett, and her husband, they over at the Trenton Animal Clinic, live there, and they got a real pretty yard. You know, they take care of their stuff really nice. They spend a lot of money on that place out there. Huh?
Colorado.
And we had to go out there, and I called Miss Tom. We rode out there to it and everything, and looked at it. Well, it took three.
Well, we filled it with sewer rock first.
To get a base. And then we've done three dump truck loads of gravel of 33C.
Did you get it all the way back to that edge of that field?
Yes, sir.
Well, that should be pretty good then.
And then, in the process of doing that, the backhoe and everything else being on her driveway, it tore her driveway up pretty good. So we had to buy some 57 rock, because that's what was in her driveway, to fix her driveway back and everything, because we're going to fix it back like it was before we left, right?
Yeah.
And that's the reason we had to buy this rock. Now, we're going to have some of this 57 rock left when we get done.
Does the city have a right-of-way to that through there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, why is that her driveway?
Because it's her driveway up to our easement there.
Her driveway, then our easement.
That's right.
Okay.
And that's why we're fixing her driveway.
Her driveway, and then we put the gravel on.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So, and that's the reason behind it. And they was really patient and really nice to us and everything. We told them what was going on and apologized for...
Well, you had no choice.
We didn't. I mean, we really didn't. But I didn't want you guys to know... I wanted you guys to know why we bought that gravel, that much gravel and everything else. It had to be done, so...
Should last.
Yeah, and that should last us for a long time. We need to maintain it and everything, but we shouldn't have to do that again. Any more discussion? If not, call the roll, start Jennifer, go right.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Any other new business? Facebook is not our friend. I won't go any further than that. You don't care if I do?
Yes.
Okay.
That's my book.
Now we'll move on to the accounts of February 26, 2018.
Make a motion to approve.
There's a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
What's 657?
It's general liability insurance and automobile and equipment.
Wow. Yes, I know what it is. Why did I ask that?
Because nobody ever asked about $41,000 bills. They asked about $27 bills.
Just as a...
And you, that's a state?
It's the Tennessee Municipal League's risk management.
Okay, so it should be a good price.
Oh, yeah.
We couldn't afford it if it wasn't.
Your okay. E&O... And just, it was interesting to me because the E&O for directors and officers is $11,000.
The questions are that way.
Really?
Yeah.
1856.
That is the first responder training that y'all voted to do for our guys that have started that training.
Okay, that's what did we get a glass marked out of? $7.99.
Say again?
Oh, yeah.
$7.99.
Replaced a window in, which truck was that?
That was the F-450 dump truck.
And it had a crack in it?
Since we bought it. And it started leaking through the window. We've kept it for 4 or 5 years and tried to just get through with it, but finally...
I didn't care what it was.
They drive down the road and water coming in on them. We thought it was pretty good.
Be
the first one. We were saving them some city water.
We got a new dump truck now. We shouldn't even...
Sometime we need to have a discussion on this, all these trucks and vehicles, and we might be able to get rid of some of them.
Get you a list.
Next time we're going to bring them all up here so you can see them. I told you that. We're going to do it. But we're waiting on the weather to get just a little bit prettier before we do that. We're going to park every one of them right out here. Every car we got, every vehicle. Not the police department, but...
Y'all out of order. We don't pay the bills, not the trucks. 219.
You don't even know what Robert Cruz's border is. Ask Mr. Robert down there. He'll tell you about it.
That's two different ones. Mr. Blackburn, we lease.
When did we go below?
Hang on. Say it one more time.
219.
You're looking at 219. We lease three parcels from on the right of way for city use. Including the parking that is on Front Street.
Oh, okay.
And this is two of those parcels.
You know what would be bad? If they come in here and told us we couldn't use that no more, they were taking all that over. We wouldn't have nowhere to park.
Well, we would expect them to maintain it and keep it looking good.
Like they do the rest of the railroad.
Yeah.
If the railroad was that busy through here, it'd be all right. We could have business that would pay for other parking.
You know what? It may be for long. Brad Lindy said he's going to have to direct traffic out there. There's going to be some trains coming through there. I'm sorry, Chief Lindy said that.
Why you put you on track?
We can put him on track. We can keep him for a while.
That's the one with the
track. Oh, okay. Is there any more discussion?
Motion, we adjourn.
No, we can't do it.
We ain't paid the accounts yet.
We ain't paid the accounts. You got
to
take your
look at the time. I'm ready to go.
Now, any more discussion? We'll call the room. We'll talk with Craig and go left.
Aye.
All right.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Go ahead.
Now, y'all can go home and get on Facebook.
Make a motion, we adjourn.